Right now, though, you know, they used to call James Brown the hardest working man in entertainment. I think they called Dick Clark the hardest working man in television. And they should call this next guest the hardest working man in county government, I think. Bill Rousseau is here. He is the county clerk, recorder, assessor, registrar of voters. Good morning, Bill.
Good morning, Pat. How are you?
I am well. I'm not as busy as you are, so I'm doing pretty well. And all of a sudden, after everything that you've been doing for the past 6 months with regard to the assessor part of your job, we're here to talk about voting. And we do have an election coming up on June 5th. And apparently there aren't enough poll workers to go around, yes?
Yes, that's the reason I wanted to talk with you today. I think a little bit due to the fire and a little bit because we haven't had a major election in almost a year and a half.
Yeah.
The number of poll workers we have is not quite up to what we need. So we're doing an outreach to see if folks want to volunteer their time to work at the polls on June 5th.
All right. Now describe how the day goes for a poll worker because it's a long one.
Okay. Sure. It's awful. Well, first of all, especially for new poll workers, we will ask them to go to a training session approximately within 2 weeks of the election.
Mm-hmm.
And then after that training session, then they're to report to the polls, their assigned polls, about 6 a.m. on election day. And they need to have the polls ready to go by 7. And so we'll open up at 7. And then they'll be there all day long. It ebbs and flows with morning traffic.
Yeah.
A little bit at noon and a little bit at night. And then they have to close the polls at 8 p.m. that night. And they're usually out of there by 9, maybe 9:30, depending upon setup, takedown, things like that.
But so they don't have to do it for free.
Well, it's a volunteer position, but we do give a stipend. For a clerk, it's $100. And for the more experienced precinct inspectors, it's $135.
Plus, you know, you run into a lot of your neighbors, your friends and neighbors at these places. I know I do in Kenwood.
Absolutely. It's a great way to help democracy and also be a part of your community. One of the big things that we're seeing this year is that we're getting a lot of return mail from a lot of the fire damage or the houses that are destroyed in the fire damaged property.
Yes.
We really want to remind people if they're not going to, hopefully their mail's getting forwarded.
Yeah.
But if they don't want to vote in their original precinct, to let us know so we can reassign them to another precinct. They can, if they intend to go back to their house, they can still vote. It just have to let us know we tend to vote in our original house, and they don't have to re-register, but they just need to let us know what their address is.
Yeah, I would think that would be kind of a sticky wicket in terms of making sure that people only vote once and exactly where they're going to vote. Precautions are in place to prevent some confusion by voters who may want to go to their own district or have the capability of going somewhere else?
Sure. Well, we've been mailing out postcards for the last 2 months, trying to tell people what the situation is, what they need to do. We've gone on with you. We've gone on with some other radio stations just to get the word out that they really should contact our office to make sure we have their address and let us know their intent where they want to vote.
And let's talk about, is there anything they can do on the web with this, Bill?
Sure. They could go to our website and they could go on. There's a voter registration link. They can click on that and just update their address. They can do it all online.
Okay, very good. And let's talk about... Go ahead.
One quick thing. This year, normally we recruit for bilingual poll workers for Spanish, and which we always need. But this year, we don't have to produce ballots in these languages, but we have to have poll workers available to help.
Mm-hmm.
We have a couple other languages this year. One is Khmer. Believe it or not, Tagalog and Vietnamese.
Wow.
And so if anybody speaks any of those languages, they need to get a hold of our office at 565-6800.
So communities are changing, expanding, and growing in Sonoma
yes.
County. All right,
very
good to know.
There was new legislation to, as they survey the population, to allow for, we don't have to produce the ballots in those languages, but we have to make facsimile ballots. So we'll... each of the polling places where we know we have people that speak those languages,
right,
we'll have ballots available in their language.
All right, very good.
Ballots, yeah. Anyway, I just want to let
and
you know
hopefully
about that.
Poll workers too that can
That's
speak those languages.
Yes.
All right, so Bill, give us the web address and the phone number for people who have questions or would like to change where they vote this year.
Sure. The phone number, again, 565-6800. And also for voters out there, we have a polling place lookup on our website. They can look up where the polling place is going to be. And the website is, you can just put in vote.sonoma-county.org and it'll get you to our website.
vote.sonoma-county.org. So the regular county address there. All right. Very good, Bill. I don't know about other people, but I love to go vote. I just got the, in the past 10 days or so, got the notification if I want to mail by or vote by mail. And I like to go in and mark those ballots. Something feels good about that experience.
Good. Well, you'll always have that option. But we would like to remind people who vote by mail, get your ballot in early this year. Don't wait to June 5th and drop it off at the polls. That's always my message.
Yeah. So June 5th is the election. And, Bill, I'm not going to let you get out of here before I ask you about the assessor part of your job. And
sure.
It's something we've been focusing on, of course, a lot, understandably, for the last 6 months or so. And is the largest part of your assessor's job done with regard to homes damaged or destroyed by the fires?
Yes. We are 99.9% done with the revaluations based on the fire. The only caveat to that is with the benzene issue up in Fountain Grove.
Yes.
We are looking at those homes. There's homes and lots. We're looking at inside that area. We're looking at that, trying to determine if we're going to be how much of a reduction we might add to those. So that was kind of a wrinkle that got tossed in here after the first of the year, and we're still working on that. And I did send a letter to the owners of the properties in those areas, letting them know we're looking at it. We know about it. We're on it. Just be patient with us. We'll try to get something to you soon.
And what's the biggest thing that you've learned over the course of the last 6 months professionally, Bill?
Boy, that's a great question. Probably a little bit of nuances on the law for calamity properties. The people that can transfer their base to another property. Some of the nuances that have come out of that we never would have thought of. And I could get into heavy details, but just you read the law a certain way, and there's always a situation that either applies or has never been explored before.
Yeah.
And so we're starting to test those areas now, and we're working with Sacramento State Board of Equalization, and they probably have never had these questions before either. So we're kind of trailblazing in that area with fire damage reassessments.
Well, as in many other areas of this very unusual exercise that we're all still in, what you've learned is going to set the bar and be a great reference point for the counties that will have to subsequently go through this.
Yeah, that's a great point. I'm actually up in Sacramento today, and we'll be meeting with assessors from around the state. And they're wanting me to be on a subcommittee to talk about calamity reassessments. So a lot of discussion in that area. So
yep.
With our friends in the South. Yes.
A lot of learning to do, and glad you're a part of it, Bill. And we will remind people that we need poll workers for the June 5th election, and we'll remind people how to get there to do it, too.
Thank you so much. Appreciate your help.
All right. Good to talk to you. That is Bill Rousseau. He has an amazing title. He is the county clerk, recorder, assessor, and registrar of voters guy. How'd you like to have that business card?